I'm Florin. I'm Granny's pet Pegasus. If you struggle with falling asleep, then I have a podcast suggestion for you. It's called Sleep Whispers, and it's 100% gentle whispering of bedtime stories, guided relaxations, and even fun trivia questions and interesting Wikipedia articles. You can search for the Sleep Whispers podcast in your podcast player or simply click the link in your episode notes. See you later!
Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin.
Once upon a time, the rooster said to the hen,
"Now is the time when our berries and nuts are ripe. So, let us go to the hill and eat our fill before the squirrel takes them all away."
"Yes," replied the hen, "let us go."
And so they went to the hill at sunrise, and it was such a beautiful day that they stayed until the evening. Now, I do not know whether it was because they had eaten far too much or whether they were just too tired. They did not want to walk home on foot. The rooster, being quite handy, built a little carriage out of nutshells. When it was finished, the hen climbed up, took a seat, and said to the rooster,
"You may harness yourself to it and take me home."
"Ha!" said the rooster. "I think not, hen. I would rather walk home than be harnessed to it. No, that will not work for me. I do not mind being coachman, but I shall not drag it myself."
They quarrelled over this for some time and were so upset they did not even realise that a duck had approached. The duck quacked.
"You thieves! Who told you you could come to my nut hill and eat whatever you like? You shall suffer for it!"
And quite suddenly, the duck launched himself at the rooster. But he was ready, and he jumped onto the duck, pinning him to the ground. So upset was the duck that he begged for mercy.
"Oh, please, please, please let me go, and you shall have all the nuts from my hill, all the nuts that you like." "We've eaten all the nuts," said the rooster, "but we do require someone to pull our carriage." "I shall do it. Allow me," replied the duck.
The rooster harnessed the duck to the carriage, then seated himself on the box. He ruffled his feathers and clucked.
"Go, duck! Go as fast as you can!"
And off they went. Along the way, they met two travellers on foot, a pin and a needle.
"Stop, stop!" they cried. "It will soon be dark and we are so tired. Would you allow us into your carriage? We do not take up much room."
The rooster agreed, as it was true. They did not take up much room. They both got into the carriage, promising not to fall on the rooster or the hen. Not long after this, they came to an inn and decided it would be best to stop for the night. They went inside, where they were greeted by the innkeeper. It was not quite the greeting they were expecting, for the innkeeper objected to letting them stay, as he thought them not very distinguished guests.
"The inn is full up for the night. Find room elsewhere," he told them.
The rooster replied,
"Please, sir, allow us to stay. We have travelled so far and we are quite tired."
"Let us stay and we shall give you the egg I laid along the way," added the hen.
"You shall also have the duck who pulls our carriage, for the duck lays an egg every day,"
promised the rooster. The innkeeper quite liked eggs, so he agreed to let them stay. And they feasted and sang all through the evening. Early the next morning, when the sun was just peeking over the horizon and everyone was still fast asleep, the rooster woke the hen.
"Let us go while it's still quiet," he whispered.
"Not before we've left something for the innkeeper," said the hen.
"But of course, my dear,"
the rooster replied. They took the egg, pecked it open, and emptied it out. Then they threw the shell onto the hearth. They picked up the needle, who was still asleep, and stuck it into the cushion of the innkeeper's chair. The pin, who was also still slumbering, they hid in his towel. And when it was all done, flew away back to their home. The duck had slept in the yard, for he liked sleeping in the open air. He was roused by their fluttering and watched them fly away. He was once again on his own. The duck waddled down to the nearby stream and swam home to his hill. The innkeeper slept for several more hours, almost to noon, in fact, quite late for a man running an inn. When he woke, he splashed water on his face and grabbed his towel to dry himself. The pin struck him, making a red streak from ear to nose.
"Oh!"
he cried.
"How on earth did a pin get into me towel?"
He removed the pin and set it aside. Once he was dressed, he went to the kitchen for his pipe. He wanted to light it on the hearth. And when he came close, the eggshell burst and flew into his eyes.
"Oh! Why does everything attack me this morning?"
He plopped down into his chair, but quickly stood up again.
"Ah!"
he cried out.
"Oh, how on earth did the needle get into my chair?"
He at once knew it was the guests who had begged so much to stay the night after he had told them they were not welcome. He went in search of them, but all he found was their empty carriage. Even the duck was gone. The innkeeper vowed,
"From this day on, I will never let any more ragamuffins into this house, for they eat too much, pay nothing, and play terribly mischievous tricks."
The ragamuffins didn't seem to mind, as they were already comfortably at home, laughing about what must have happened with the pin, the eggshell, and the needle. The end.
And now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.